a long-standing conflict between dentists and hygienists could get resolved this year in the Georgia legislature. And, as WABE's Johnny Kaufman explains, that would benefit low-income people who need dental care.
Why is on that like a straw for me? There we go.
People with low incomes, like Flory Sue Hardigree, travel from miles around to get their teeth cleaned at the Mercy Health Clinic in Athens.
And it's hard living on Social Security to afford to go anywhere to have any work done.
But this clinic isn't open every day because they don't have the right staff. There are plenty of hygienists, but not enough volunteer dentists. That's a big deal because Georgia is one of only three states where, for the most part, hygienists can't clean teeth unless a dentist is in the building.
For us to not be allowed to just go ahead and do that makes no sense to me.
Leah Brannon is a hygienist at this clinic. A new bill before the state legislature would allow hygienists like her to clean teeth without a dentist in the building. The Georgia Dental Association had blocked similar bills in the past. They said it's not safe. But they're likely to support part of the new bill that says hygienists have to contact dentists if they see diseased teeth. If it passes, Brannon says the Mercy Clinic could see patients 5 days a week.
For them to smile, even, that sounds so simple, but we have so many patients that just say, I can't even smile anymore. And so for us to be able to take that and hand them a mirror and then they can smile, that means the world to us.
Brannon says the more people that get regular cleanings, the fewer will suffer through big problems that require major surgeries down the road. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.